everybody. Welcome to Find the Funny with me. It's your host. I'm Lisa Alvarado. Did you forget? I'm back. And this is going to be a fun one, you guys. It's going to be all about reality shows and love. Joining me today is Sarah Laspisa, my buddy and producer. You know her, you love her. She's here because she is one of the people that witnesses me go totally ballistic when I watch The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about it. Can you believe that they have done 28 seasons of The Bachelor? This is 28 seasons. Joey is one of my favorites because he's actually not a douche. I mean, not
true.
An obvious douche. I think he's actually super sweet. I think he seems to be like a really nice guy. Like he shouldn't be on the show.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing my special shirt. This is my romance shirt. I don't know if you can see it. This is my shirt that one of my very, very close friends made for me after I went through a really bad breakup. And I love it. And you can tell that a guy made it for me because it's really tight. It's too small. All right. So let's get into the show because I don't know if you know this about me, but I have actually been on three reality shows last time. Oh,
we counted three.
So I know how scripted they actually are. I remember when I was on set, the producers would literally set us up with questions, not like, how was your day? How are you feeling? But they would say things like, did you know that such and such person in this situation said this about you?
Wow, really?
And it was so manufactured. They definitely will interview you when you're tense. They'll interview you. Obviously, they're trying to make good TV or dramatic TV. So I do understand that. But when these people say such ridiculous, stupid things and then go, I don't know. I didn't know there's a camera right there. Yes, you do. You sign your life away when you get on these shows. Mm. So let's jump right into it right here on Find the Funny. It's my mom, Nellie.
Yay, yay.
Say, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to my daughter, what?
Podcast.
Podcast.
I know, podcast. That's a weird name. I want to talk about everything having to do with the show because it's really interesting to me. As a producer and a director myself, and Sarah's an editor and a producer as well, we see all of the things. I don't know if you guys notice the stuff on the show that is actually planted there. Have you noticed more product placement?
No,
they're actually having people do almost like a commercial because people always fast forward through commercials now, right?
Right.
And so they're doing some like sneaky product placement and stuff. And another thing that I've noticed is the things that they use that they never used to use in earlier seasons, like GoPros on everything.
Yeah. On everything.
And it drives me freaking crazy. Like the GoPro when they're riding a bike and it's like this horrible angle of like this up at the chin, you know, like underneath this area, which.
Right. And it's like, what does it show? What is it?
Yeah.
Is it like.
Yeah. Do you and I as the viewer feel like, oh, we're missing what they look like from the underneath side.
Exactly.
Please do a close-up on their face when they're driving in the car. Right. We're good. Just film them when they get to the destination.
Right. We don't need to see, like, what are you going to say something on the bike that we need to hear?
And if you are, there's a whole camera crew that's biking right next to them.
Right. So, and like, microphones.
Yeah. They're mic'd constantly, which... they love to get those secret conversations. Like they walk into the bathroom, they think they're alone. You're not alone. There's cameras in there.
Right.
There's a GoPro in the toilet shooting up at your ass. You're not alone, man. That's how he and the rose goes to. Biggest bowel movement this week. So I think Joey's pretty cool. And I really do hope he matches up with some stranger that he'll propose to in a couple weeks here. We did our own version of this, which is called the Bachelorettes, and yeah. we will put a link below. And I can't believe how many of the things that we filmed that we were making fun of that they actually have on the show now. And they stole right. our jokes.
That's right. They stole our ideas.
They stole our jokes. Stuff. Okay, so years ago, how many years ago did we tape that? 10?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, 12. I think something like
10 or 12 years ago, we did a spoof of The Bachelor. And we would write their name. And then we would write like a synonym for them, like pays too much or wears too much perfume or yoga queen or this is the narc. She's pregnant. Yeah. Stuff like that. And they have actually stolen that idea. I'm so pissed. You owe me royalties.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll show an example of that right here.
She actually does this really cute thing with her mouth. It's like, I don't know, I can't do it yet, but I'm really working on it.
Heather is a complete psychopath. She is totally obsessed with Cutney.
Cutney. And I love the casting process on these things. I'm sure the producers sit behind the camera while they're interviewing these women and they're going, okay, who's the narc? We got to cast someone that's a narc.
You mean they recruit somebody?
Always. There's always a narc.
Wow.
I got to have the conversation with Joey because he just doesn't know who she really is.
Yeah.
You know? Right. I'm going to save him because he needs to know that she does this or she really has a boyfriend back home or what? Why do you care?
Right.
It's because you're losing.
Yeah.
It's always the one that's totally insecure that's losing. Who else do they cast? They cast the alcoholic.
That's true.
Always. There's always a drunk one. At least one or two that's like obliterated. Then they get to the mansion and they're just like, you drove this here? Am I going to make out with him? They like jump in the pool or tits hanging out. They don't know what the hell is going on. So you got the narc, you got the drunk one, and then you got the crier.
Right.
There's
always the
for
crier.
Sure there's a crier. There's usually two or three, actually. There's the one that will cry on night one after she goes home. You don't even know the guy. Like, you probably going home because you annoyed the producers. Like, there's...
Exactly.
Well, what are you crying about? I'm never going to find love. This is my one chance. I've been looking for... You're 23, asshole. You have so exactly. much time. What are you crying about? Yeah. No one ever picks me. I wonder why.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and then there's also the slut. And I'm not slut shaming. If you want to slut it out, slut it out. But there's always the one that will sleep with him, like pull him into a bathroom or remember Cutney?
Cutney.
We call her Cuntney. Which was Courtney on several seasons ago when we taped The Bachelorettes. There was that girl that had sex. I don't even remember what the bachelor's name was, but like literally in the ocean in front of the camera crew.
Oh, right,
remember
right,
she
right,
got
right.
naked? She just stripped down and went into the ocean.
Right, right. In front of the camera. Right. Camera crew.
Not just in front of the dude. And not are you just sleeping with the dude. You're doing this in front of 20 people. And then you got to, guess what? Come out of the ocean after that right. with a raging UTI. And I would know, trust me.
I'm talking to Courtney. I'm thinking to myself, this probably isn't a good idea.
She has taken it upon herself to magically appear on my doorstep.
Should I take my robe off? I'm not some sexy vixen or anything. I feel so lucky that we are on the beach alone, no one else around. Have you ever gone skinny dipping? He's so cute. No wonder I was trying to get naked.
Okay. You only live once, and we're only going to be in Puerto Rico once.
It might be game over or game on.
Holy crap. That's okay. So we got the drunk, the narc, the slut, the crier. I think a lot of those have already been eliminated because we're down to like the final episodes now. on season 28 with Joey. He's got, who just went home?
Maria.
Maria.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that coming?
That was a shocker.
That was, yeah, because here's the thing. I really liked Maria. I thought she spoke her mind, and yeah. I actually feel like there was, what do you call it? Like reverse bullying?
Yeah.
Because there was this girl, the blonde, I don't even remember her name, but she was accusing Maria of being a bully when she herself was...
She was strategically,
narc,
yeah,
slash bully slash insecure Karen,
right,
on the show,
right,
and that really pissed me off because you calling someone that is a right now in this day and age is a major offense. Like
yeah.
that,
yeah.
really is not good to do, especially if they're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, I'm more like a Maria where I speak my mind.
Mm-hmm.
She was Italian and Greek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when Joey went to meet her dad, that was one of my favorite moments.
Oh, I know.
Did you see
we have to show that.
The
yeah.
dad is Liberace, basically. and Sarah's Italian.
The combination of like, yeah, Liberace and the Godfather, right? Because he was like,
yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. If you hurt my daughter.
Maria's 100% daddy's girl. If she gets hurt, it would be a problem for Joey.
And his chains and the shirt that went down to here.
Yeah.
Dude, eat a meatball and sit down. Oh my gosh, I couldn't. That was so funny to me. Did you see his rings?
Uh-huh.
And
get a pinky ring.
This guy couldn't wait to be on camera. You could tell because he had like a tan.
Yeah.
But not like a tan that's been there for a while. Like he was reddish. Like he just got out of the tanning bed.
Yeah.
And then he had the open shirt with the chain, with the cross. He had the rings.
Yeah, it was like low. Yeah, all the way down.
Low cut. And he literally was like, if this dude hurts my daughter, he's going to have to pay. He's going to be swimming with the fishes.
Right. He's got to answer to me.
It was so funny. It was adorable how much he loved his daughter.
Yeah,
but they all do.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're all afraid for their children. But guess what? She's on a show.
Mm-hmm.
She is on a TV show. And that's the thing that drives me crazy mm-hmm. is they all say, I'm just so afraid. I'm holding back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting up walls. That's like the famous
yeah,
thing
right.
that each and every one of them say.
Right.
I've been hurt before and I don't want to get hurt again.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to life.
Exactly.
And you chose to do it on a reality show. And I know from personal experience, people do talk shit about you. People are mean.
Mm-hmm.
And you're choosing to do it in public. So
mm-hmm.
you've already said, whatever happens to me, I want it to be magnified to millions.
Mm.
And if I do get screwed over, can I be the next Bachelorette? That's really what it is. They're all
yeah.
either want the person.
Yeah.
They want Joey or they want to be in that
celebrity
position.
Time. Right. Exactly.
Or you're like, Maria, I will see you at Bachelor in Paradise.
Exactly.
You know? She was super cute.
I think she knew she messed up too a little bit.
Yeah, she knew she messed up. And you know what? I will tell you as a woman exactly what she was doing when she said she was going to leave the show.
Mm.
She was testing him.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. That's all it was.
Yeah.
I used to pull that shit when I was in my 20s. Like,
yeah.
I'm leaving. And then you just stand there and you wait for them to follow you. And then when they don't, you're like, oops. I'm leaving again. You know, like you're just like, what's going on? Why are you not following me or fighting for me?
Yeah.
I was in a relationship where I used to do that kind of stupid shit. And now when I say I'm leaving, it's because I have gas. And then I'll be right back. I'll be back in 2 and 2. The line, I'm so afraid to open up.
Hey.
I'm so afraid to let my walls down.
Right.
Like everybody, obviously, no one wants to be hurt
right.
on purpose, but you won't fall in love unless you let your guards down. And the other thing is, even after you fall in love, even if the relationship's awesome, you're going to get hurt. That's what love is. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
is letting someone in deep enough to hurt you. It's that's a part of it. Who hurts us the most? The people that we love, like our families.
Yeah.
ding, ding, ding.
Right.
They're asshole. Yeah. Of course they hurt us the most.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable. So I think a better statement is, I'm probably going to get hurt, but let me just maneuver this the way that I want to set forth my integrity and try my best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do like a dating one.
A dating one?
Oh, yeah. These podcasts, like how to's, like that kind of thing.
That's a great idea. I actually have a really good friend that I'm going to have come in and we're going to give the men a lowdown on what to do and what not to do in online dating. Because we're pros at this point. Which is why I'm single. So you guys need to write down some notes of what not to do. The other thing that I can't stand on these shows, which it's so cliche now, is that they are timed in certain episodes and times of the season to say, I'm starting to fall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Good. Because I'm going to throw you down a fucking set of stairs. All right. You either love someone or you don't. You can like someone a lot.
Right.
But there's a, I'm not going to bring it to hometowns unless you say I'm starting to fall.
Right.
And then it's literally when they're at hometowns meeting the parents.
Right.
That they go, I am falling.
Right.
It's still, I think I'm starting to, now I am falling. And then Fantasy Suites is, we just had sex, so I'm in love. You're not. We'll show the clip right here, exactly, of this example.
I know I told you before that I was like falling for you, but I'm definitely falling in love with you. And I see a future with you. Of course, I want it to be us at the end.
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, all we're doing is going to be complaining about the show, but we watch it. You're welcome, ABC.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a great drinking game.
If, yeah.
Drink on when they say, can I pull him?
Oh, yeah. Another one.
When I was growing up, that used to mean something totally different.
He's like, yeah, you can pull me all you want.
Excuse me, can I pull him? And the other term that we drink on is my person.
Oh, my person. When did that happen?
It's your boyfriend, your lover, your potential husband.
Yeah.
I hate the term my person.
Yeah.
That sounds so impersonal.
Right.
And I mean that sincerely. Like,
yeah,
I would be offended if a guy called me his person. I'd be like, bitch, I'm your girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, you can assign a gender. We don't have to be afraid. They've already committed on camera that they are a woman that is interested in a man. Joey's straight.
Yeah.
And it's okay if he wasn't. And even if he wasn't, a man could say to another man, I want him to be my boyfriend.
Right.
You don't have to say person. Like, or I want to be in love with that individual. I don't know any other word, just not person. Oh,
yeah. It
devalues it.
Yeah. It actually unsexualizes it or something.
It makes it gender neutral.
Gender neutral. Yeah.
But it also just devalues it. Yeah. I feel like just say he's my boyfriend. He's my lover. He's my dream guy. Anything. I mean, my Uber driver, I don't care as long as it's not person. Right. Oh my gosh, that drives me nuts. And the other thing is when they go to chat, they're like, can I pull him? Okay. Can I steal him as another one?
Yeah. Maria stole him.
What? She's there right now? Mm-hmm.
This is the other one I can't stand. I didn't think I'd ever feel this way again.
Right.
You're a child.
Right.
Like, what? Feel this way again? What, have you been in love once or twice? I mean, we're talking the kind of love that you would die for somebody. You know what I mean? Like real, true love.
Right.
You don't know shit about that. And you don't love this guy. You probably have a lot of emotions for him
Because so many of these relationships fall apart because you've only known him for a few weeks.
He makes me feel amazing, and I have not felt that in a very, very, very long time.
Okay, so you've never liked someone this much. That's okay. What you're feeling is partially anxiety, and every other shot, they're also feeding these contestants alcohol. Right?
Yeah.
And that's a little bit dangerous. You're kind of getting them liquored up. And, and I don't know about you guys, but when I have alcohol, you can ask me anything. And I will tell you the truth. I'm pretty honest without alcohol. But when you feed me some wine, oh, man, the stories are going to come out. So are the claws. So I know that that's just another way that the producers get them in the right frame of mind to start talking about one another, fighting and like being more open.
Yeah.
And not about love. Kelsey is awesome. I really like her. But here's what I really like about Kelsey. It's her dad. Her dad is hot.
He's a good looking guy.
He's a good looking dude and he's a single dad.
Yeah.
So am I. And my kid's grown too. It reminds me of that old song. Kelsey's dad, it's got it going on. Kelsey's dad, it's got it going on. Kelsey, can't you see? I don't even know the words. Something like, Kelsey, can't you see? You're not the girl for me because I'm in love with Kelsey's dad. Oh my gosh, I'm so dating myself with that song. It's what I think it's the 80s.
Yeah.
I don't even remember who sings it, but as soon as I saw him, that's what I was singing. Oh my gosh, he is really okay. My phone number, Kelsey's dad. Anybody knows Kelsey's dad? It's 1-800-EMPIRE. So if you could just give me a call, I will let you see my carpet. All right, guys. Let's focus. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh.
Another phrase that I know the millennials and younger people are using nowadays is the word deserve.
Oh.
You deserve to find love. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We all do. It's not a deserve or not deserve. Every human desires this. Mm-hmm. Every human actually requires it to be normal.
Right.
The psychopaths are the ones that never felt loved,
right,
that never truly felt cared for or like listened to or valued. So I don't like when people say, in general, when people say, well, you deserve that. Right. You deserve love. You deserve to have a good relationship. Mm-hmm. You deserve. I understand what they're saying, but I don't agree. Mm-hmm. I feel like every single human being, it's a need, not a deserve, because none of us can be good enough to gain the kind of love that we actually want.
Truly deserve, right?
Yeah.
Right.
She says deserve. Fucking you're fired. And just get out. Deserve to get your ass kicked. And the other one is, with that being said, will you accept this rose? Stop with that being said. They always say this now on The Bachelor. Before he's going to hand a rose, he'll go, you know, I didn't think you were going to open up. And then you became vulnerable. And then you told me about your blah, blah, blah situation. And I was just, it really changed my mind or whatever. With that being said, will you, Kelsey, accept, you know, no, we don't need the with that being said.
Right.
You just said it. Right. That's like saying the words, come to the store with me. While coming to the store with me, you're repeating yourself. He just said it. It's not deserved. And don't with that with me. Oh, that's the one that drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. So my favorite one that I think is perfect for Joey is Daisy. Oh my gosh. She could not be sweeter, smarter. Her character is there. Her family's amazing. She's funny. ding, ding, ding. Funny's important, man. Yeah. Especially because of all that she's been through at such a young age to have that kind of character and sense of humor.
Yeah.
With her own family, she is a winner. Like, Joey, if you don't want her, I'll scissor it out. You just... Daisy or Kelsey's dad, either one. At this point, I'm pretty desperate, so send him my way. I think she is awesome. The only thing, and they all do this, but the only thing that I don't like is, I don't even, there's a word for it. It's like this burn talk where the kids talk up at the end, and the burn meaning I kind of talk like that.
Yeah.
I kind of talk like this. And a perfect example of a conversation like, Sarah, I think we need to get new blinds for the office.
Do you think we should go to the store?
We could go to the store, but what color should we get? I was thinking we should get like something light.
Well, I've tried, you know, all the time.
It's just all it is it doesn't matter what they're talking about. And it's not a question. When you ask a question, generally, it goes up at the end. Like, do you like these shoes? Mm-hmm. But their statements go up at the end, which is the weird part. Like, they'll say, I don't like these shoes. No, bitch, you don't like the shoes. It's just, it goes down.
You don't like the shoes.
Yeah, when you're making a statement, like I'm an English major, and so this is the shit that bothers me so much. You don't deserve to be on that show.
That being said.
Yes. Oh. That being said, don't talk about it that way.
I kind of hope that Daisy wins.
Yes. Yes. I do hope that Daisy wins, because if Daisy wins, Joey wins. Although I really would like to see a whole season where Daisy gets to weed out these idiots.
Oh.
So if she comes in second place, then more than likely she will be the Bachelorette, and then I'll tune in. Mm. If it's some of the other girls, they're nice and everything. Hashtag Daisy.
Hashtag Daisy.
Yeah. Team Daisy. I'm not going to say she deserves it, but I wouldn't mind seeing it.
What about the AGT tragedy?
AGT?
Well, they do it in AGT all the time, but they have a sad story, or they have like...
Oh, right, right. Good point. That's the other thing. One, they always go out to a dinner, especially on these. I hate the phrase one-on-one. Seriously, you're going to call it a one-on-one? Not a group-on-one date. That's just wrong. Is anybody else hearing this lingo? And then they never eat their dinner.
Yeah.
The dinner is always sitting there cold. And the dinner is always where you hear the music change. So there's this music cue where it's like all happy music. And then you're dun-dun-dun. Then you hear like this Titanic music underneath, you know, like... Salt. Yes, and that is always the time that a girl will, or a guy, depending on the show, will tell their sob story, which is just like Sarah was saying, the AGT moment, which is America's Got Talent. I feel like they cast a lot of that based on what's your backstory. We know you have a talent. A bunch of people have a talent. But what is, did you survive cancer? Mm-hmm. You know, did you get beaten with a rod? What's your story? Did you fall? Why is your face like that? What is your story? Did your parents divorce? Are you from a different country? Like, it's always this tragedy type story.
Right.
And a lot of people have them, but like the really unique ones, you know, I feel like they tend to get on the show quicker.
Right.
You know, because they pull at the heartstrings. So that's the dinner time thing.
Right.
No eating and tell your story and the music changes.
Right.
What else were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that's one thing I liked about Daisy. I mean, because she had a story. She definitely has a story. But she's so humble, or just like you said, she laughs about it. She's like so, she realizes she came out of something better. You know, she went through this struggle. And so she's got this maturity about her because she's like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Her struggle wasn't a breakup or, you know, that her dad wears too much hairspray, Maria.
Exactly.
You know, she just, I really liked her. So we are definitely Team Daisy.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. That was fun, guys. Thanks for letting us play and bitch and moan about a show that I sit my ass on the couch and watch because it's really nice, distracting junk TV.
Escapism. Like there's some, yeah.
Yeah, it's escape. Really it's like I look at it, I laugh, you know, I get frustrated, we drink. It's fun. It's a really good time. Kind of like when you're watching my podcast. So guys, thanks for joining. And we're going to put some links down below of The Bachelorettes, which is the spoof of The Bachelor that we did. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. There's some really short episodes and they're pretty good time. And
Keep an eye on Lisa's channel because I'll have little shorts and stuff coming out and, you know, giving you little snippets of it.
All right. Sarah's doing a great job trying to get my life together online. I also, my Instagram account got hacked. So if you're trying to look for Lisa Alvarado Comedian, it no longer exists. Instagram took that name. They will not give it back to me. It's Lisa Alvarado Comedy now. Cool. Which is fine. But my YouTube is Lisa Alvarado Comedian and also on TikTok, which somebody help me with that because I am not 12 and I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for joining and we will see you in 2 weeks. Let me know who you think is going to win before.
Yeah.
Before it actually happens.
Yeah.
Right. Post it in the comments who and why.
Yeah.
Because by the time we edit this, it won't be the end of the show, but there'll be you know what in the fantasy suite.
Yeah, there'll be some hometown
hometown condoms action going on. Joey's so cute. I'll play tennis. Kelsey's dad has got it going on. All right, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Thanks so much for joining in on Find the Funny. I'm Lisa Alvarado, and this is Sarah Laspisa, you guys. See you soon.
Ciao, ciao.
I hope everybody listen to my daughter and see it and laughing with her because she is very funny.